What's up?
Hey. Hey,
it's Andrea Allen's weekly show. Hello, Andrea Allen.
Hello. Hey, quick question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
If my body was half a peg.
Oh, my God.
I was
So here's what she's alluding to. She really is Danny 2.0. Not just better, but she has this thing where she can't help it and be like, here's a behind the scenes thing.
I know you're going to explain it, so I get to.
Yeah, you just throw it out there and go, and now you.
It's kind of like how you leave your dishes and you know that I'll do them. It's like a similar thing.
She knows this is fucking with me. I'm like, Andrea, I had to run out. I left you the dishes. I'm really sorry. Yeah. And she's like, I don't give a shit. And because I care, she's now fucking with me.
I see.
She does that all the time. Mm-hmm. Like if she can tell when I don't want to laugh at the joke, but I laugh anyway. And then the whole day is
don't
that
give
joke.
Me your weaknesses. You're surrounded by apex predators, Hemda. Get with the program.
So we had somebody do some social media for us and they kept fucking up. And then... just I think it's like residual from that where I checked. I just happened, it's like 4 a.m. I check my phone. I'm like, let me look at the forums, see that everything's kosher. And there's this poll up, not the poll we agreed on. And I'm like, all right, this must be fucked up, autocorrect. And do you know the poll offhand? Because I can find
yes.
it. Okay.
It was, if Andrea's body was half peg, would you still hang out with her?
So I assumed Andrea was autocorrected and somehow peg was autocorrected. Half peg. What the fuck is this? What did we talk about? And I started, and I texted her like, what? And then of course she's sleeping. So then I texted Hemda and Andrea. I'm like, this might sound petty, but I'm serious. What the fuck is going on?
And I started a separate thread with Keith because I'm like, could it be Keith? Anything else?
But we didn't know, right?
Yeah. Of course. And I went through the same process. I'm like,
Hemda made it to me. Hemda made it just sound like, Keith, come on, it's 4 a.m. Could it be something else? But no, she's like, what could it? What yeah. She's with me.
Pegasus. Peggy O'Leary. Was this a poll from when we had Peggy O'Leary on?
Yeah, I went through it. I'm just like, oh, maybe like we skipped a poll and she like did us a favor. That's one. Right. And it's like, maybe it's autocorrect. That's two.
Okay,
maybe
wait. If we skipped a poll and I said, I'm going to do you guys a favor.
That would bother me. Would you date me if I was half peg? Like, these aren't words, though. It's not like it's a poll that made sense, being like, what the fuck is that? Where'd that come from? None of these words.
Maybe she's taking initiative.
I appreciate you.
I was giving you outs.
I know. And I woke up to it and I saw the like process happen. I saw the various texts and I saw that you figured it out. It was a poll for 10 Minute Mess, because on 10 Minute Mess, we were recording when we were really tired.
And you normally don't do polls, right?
We don't do polls, right. But I went so crazy and I was creating this weird scenario where I lose the bottom half of my body and it's a peg and Emily's talking about peg talks, like TED talks. It's just stupid. And I'm like, let's try to get the listeners engaged in this dumb bullshit. So I put a poll up, but I never put polls up. But I was thinking about you genuinely thinking I would do that and then trying to like gently.
Usually like a listener can make a poll, but for the most part, they don't. So I'm like, oh, I didn't see this poll yet because you know what? You went out and you were going to do the poll later. So I'm like, oh, it's later. Let's make sure the poll's up. And so also, that's the poll I see.
And we're giving you outs because it's like, it's later, meaning literally it could have been at 3 a.m. She put it up and I'm like, who's not loopy at 3 a.m?
Right.
Like that could happen. But like,
your body's half a peg.
What's funny is though, the second, so Keith is like, hey, I don't remember this poll. Right? And then like, I don't know if it was 20 or 30 minutes later, he goes, but I'm serious. Like, I'm really serious. And I'm like, okay.
Never before discussed poll. We're talking about, I mean,
you would think like, you know, we're doing scientific experiments over here, but I'm like, this needs to be figured out. So so on your show,
she's enjoying this a little too much.
Yeah,
don't
it's
you
weird
think?
It's odd, but you know, I was wrong and she was right.
That's true.
I'm almost always wrong. So when I'm right and it's a peg body pull, it's like, it's just a great moment for me.
And then you showed me a picture.
Because I know you'd be so nervous to
wait,
call me out.
There was another
so crazy wrong that I'm like, right. This is the greatest.
There's another element to this.
Okay.
I don't think Keith realized this, but he included Mike Brown in all these texts. Oh, no, in a different text. In a different text. I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. But you know you included Mike Brown in some other text that we had.
I don't know.
Oh, that was Mike Brown in those texts? The ones where we were drawing all the dicks?
Yes. Right. Did you realize that?
That's Adam Brown.
Oh.
Do you think if Adam Brown's body was half a pig, you would...
Because I said where I found my wallet, that one?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay. So I told you both the story. Obviously, Adam Brown knows the story. So I'm like, let me get these three people together and leave a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And then Adam rates me in private. Who's the third person? It must mean Andrea.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I'm going to just start drawing dicks. You shouldn't have let me into this party.
And I was like, oh, good. And then I drew a dick. And I was like, right. I don't even know this is, but I bet you it's someone fun.
Yeah. And then I drew a vagina.
Yeah.
But that's funny. Why didn't Mike Brown come up?
I'll tell you what. And as you guys are talking, I'm like, what the fuck? This happened before. I actually texted Adam.
Did it just guessed out of Brown?
Yeah. This happened before where like it mixed Adam and Mike, and I texted Adam, and he fucked with me a little bit.
You know that Mike Brown is black.
The what? Phone doesn't know. Phones don't see color.
That's great.
The new iPhone, 6,000 pixels, can't see color.
Yeah. My iPhone thinks they're both brown. So, but then, waka waka.
Nah.
So it happened before. I think I texted Adam something. He messed with me a little bit and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I switched it. It's fine. But now I got a new phone. It must have switched it back. So I'm thinking you included Mike Brown by accident. I was going to call you out, but I'm like, it's late. Let me not fuck with Keith extra. Other things
he's
happening.
Doing, he's in this pole hell.
Yeah. I was going to be like, I'm sure Mike Brown is enjoying your wallet talk, Keith.
Right.
Then dicks started getting drawn and I got distracted.
Yeah. It was a fun group chat.
You're a good dick drawer, by the way.
Thank you very much. I did go to art school.
You drew the dick, and then you started scribbling out the dick so we don't have the proof.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the cum. That's the cum getting over the screen.
Oh, my God. Duh, Keith.
Yeah,
I didn't catch that. I thought you were just on a roll.
Mm-hmm. And my vagina had multiple orgasms. I don't know if you guys picked up on that.
I thought that was blood. That was mine.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
It was red.
Honest to God, that was gross.
Because red, because it's like pink. I should have done pink.
But how great.
White. Switch to white.
But if you're wondering, what is with this $600 iPhone? This is what you can do. You could draw like a regular text message and send it. You know, it's not an app per se.
Well, I didn't know that Andrea...
You can check a poll and drive yourself crazy in the middle of the night. Try to carefully word to your employee, are you fucking idiot? Hey.
Hey, how's it going over there? I was thinking this poll. Look at it.
I was... dying.
A similar thing happened yesterday. I was like, oh, go to Andrea. You left, Keith. And I'm like, hey, should your show be out today? And she goes, yeah, I just didn't get to it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, fair, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then she realized she was talking about Hot Mess and I was talking about What's Up, eh? And then she realizes, she's like, oh shit. And I'm like, meh.
I got home. Same. I posted two shows. I posted a fucking peg poll, and I just—it's first week back, baby.
So to be clear,
we are having like a very hectic, very busy week.
Thank you,
people that are. Thank you, people that are working on people. People look at the 10-minute mess. It's in your VIP program. So how does this poll even come up? Your body would be made out of a peg, the bottom half.
I don't even. We had to listen.
So who's gonna date you? Your vagina's gone. It's peg.
I asked Dustin, my boyfriend. I was like, would you still date me? Would you hang out with me if I was half peg? And he tried to be like, well, you know, 6 months maybe. I don't know. I'm like, don't lie to me.
Well,
I would be out the door.
I'd hang out with you.
Sure.
Because I'm in the news as your only friend.
Yes. It can't,
but dating, no, then I get dates off being your only friend.
The reason why it started, this is so dumb. We were so tired when we recorded these 10-minute messes, and she said, am I in the camera? And I said, half your body is. And she's like, oh, my body, ha, ha, ha. And then in my head, I was what? Like, what if, I don't know. I
my
don't,
body,
I,
ha, ha, ha.
I don't know.
Oh, camera, ha, ha, ha. I feel like you both should be arrested.
I know. And then I was like thinking about, you only see the bottom halves of our bodies.
So what's the other half? No one knows.
What if it's a pig?
So it's like a bowling pin.
Yeah.
And then she drew it for us.
Yeah.
Do you have it handy?
I don't have it handy. I do show it on 10 Minute Mess.
Okay, so check that out. And the arms are also made out of pegs, but you can use your hands.
Well,
so you can't clap, and hand jobs are horrible.
Yeah.
But she's
very
using,
rigid.
She's using her peg arms as crutches, you see.
Yeah. Yes.
And then flipping, and then as crutches. But wouldn't that hurt your hands? But never mind. You didn't think that through.
No.
So, and then you're just in the middle peg, that's your body, keeps falling down. So you do your arms, and then.
All my chairs have holes in them.
Right.
For the peg.
And it's like, hey, did you take my food out of the fridge? I wasn't even in the fridge. We weren't even in the fridge. You broke half the tiles.
Yeah. I would have a hard life. And then Emily was like, would it be worth living as half peg? And we had a very long discussion.
A discussion, you said.
Right. You're nervous. You're not getting enough sleep. You had a long discussion on being half peg.
And then she's got to do my dishes. Right. Oh, my God.
What if I'm half dish?
I am covering uncharted territory. The half pegs out there need representation.
Wait, you don't think Dustin would stay with you? Or?
No, who would stay with a half peg?
Well, okay, can we have stipulations? Like, I get to touch a different vagina than you?
No, maybe. I ditch me. He was like, what about me? I'm like, oh, immediately.
What kind of friend are you?
Send you a phone. No, not to be with, to date.
I'm saying.
Oh, well, I'd hang out with them, but I don't have no dick. Unless you hold the peg, unless you can use the peg as a dick. You know what I mean? And we covered that too.
Well,
it's very big. The peg's going to be big. So how are you going to fuck?
Yeah, it's big because it's your waist going
down. Yeah, exactly.
So. Right. No, I follow that.
You'd have to.
It'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. And that's definitely how science would do it.
Yes.
Right. Like, I mean, you can get something soft to put on the end of the peg, but you're not going to get much in. Of course not.
A doorstopper.
It's bigger than a foot.
Oh, so the 10-minute mess is good stuff. And please vote on our. We got two votes, two yeses.
If you want, to date you, if
you're
half
peg? To hang out with me, that's a peg.
When you say hang out, you mean date, right?
Just no, but then when I talked to Emily, we were talking about hang out, like as a friend.
Oh, I'd hang out. I'd hang out with half a unicorn. Yeah.
Well, half a unicorn is nice.
Yeah,
well, pig's that's magical funny. Powers. I mean, I don't got to wheel you around because you use your leg, your arm stumps.
At some point, you're going to want to go somewhere where you're going to need to help that person.
Where? Steps? She got to figure it out. It's like Spider-Man. He figured his shit out in 10 minutes.
I didn't even realize that when you put a poll, because I never put polls up for other shows, it says current poll.
Yeah, it's the latest poll. So Keith Malley might turn his phone on and think this is the new poll at 4 a.m.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So, that makes sense then.
Current poll, would you hang out with Andrea if she was half peg? Yes, 83%. No, 16%.
To be with a man, though.
I can't.
Because we realized the vagina we covered.
Yes.
The hand jobs we covered.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have stretch marks on their face.
I know, right? My mouth.
She can only blow you to please you.
Yeah. Or I start dating a whale and I fuck it in the blowhole.
And then the baby comes out.
Yes.
Would you hang out with the whale pig?
If I could videotape your face when you saw that poll. Oh, Dustin, my boyfriend was sleeping over. I woke up. I saw the whole thing happen. Like, it was already over. And I kept trying to go back to sleep, but I was laughing too hard to be able to sleep. So I was just picturing the whole thing going down.
And by the way, me and Henda figured it out, or I figured it out and then informed Henda. You didn't write back. You were laughing your balls off.
Because I knew you'd figured it out. And I was like, this is so funny. I'm just going to...
It's pure joy in her face.
It's so great.
This is her birthday. It's crazy what makes her this joyous. It's so funny.
It's great.
But both of you have that sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And it's in your eyes, and then your whole face follows your eyes, and you're like...
It's sick. You're so excited.
It's the most sick laugh. Mm-hmm. Like, when Keith gets excited, maybe he misunderstood a guest, and like some guest like is about to tell him this fucked up story, and he's like... Wait, what? And then the guest corrects himself. He's like, oh, yeah, I keep talking.
Shit. I almost had you.
Yeah,
like, I thought your penis was a gun.
Shit.
I misheard. That's like slang. You're on fire. Okay.
Shit.
I thought your girlfriend punched you in the face after you said you love her. Whatever. Okay. You guys love each other. Great, great, great.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, you were gobsmacked. That's different.
Thrilling.
I thought they were smacking.
Oh,
what's a gobsmack?
You're shocked.
You're shocked. Because half your body's a peg. That's the second part of the definition.
You just want another title with peg? Should we do a different poll for this? Oh, the whale poll will be
yes. I'm starting to conduct my own independent polls. I'm going to start posting them and bottoms up and old episodes.
Like, for example, this poll left me gobsmacked.
Okay.
Dumbfounded, yes. Mm-hmm.
Gobsmacked.
Wondering if Andrea was having a brain aneurysm and I should call the police.
Do you ever wonder why, like, you didn't hear a phrase and, like, everybody else did? Like, gobsmack, right. You're from Pennsylvania, you're from Canada. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh, it's just like, right. We use it. But I never heard of it. I never heard, and Keith and I just went through this.
Which
did
one?
I say this already, the crow thing?
You already hit the mic.
Right. Did I? Mm-hmm. Was I that did. Me?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn it.
That was two for him, just so we're taking a little note. Okay? I'm just saying. It shit happens. Mm-hmm. Wait, okay. So my Siri, my phone. All right, Keith. Waving a pen at me. See, Andrea.
Sorry. I'm just so overwhelmed. There's too many of us. You're surrounded.
It really is. So Siri says,
can you make a phone call real quick? Keep going.
Sorry.
Yellow.
Wait, can I just say today, Keith, this is not me. All of this is not me.
I thought it was
kind of. Yeah. What the fuck? You guys are looking straight at me.
I know.
You have a reputation.
Seriously. Today, I want a little credit. Mm-hmm. Did you switch your mic cord as I was speaking? Like during the show?
During today's show?
Yeah.
No, what do you
think? What did you were fidgeting with, you had to you had to fix something.
This was fell over like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it did it again. And so I turned my mic off and started fixing something.
Yeah. I for a second looked over and he just gave me the, yep, you got to keep going, son. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think there's more.
I didn't even think I gave you a sign. I would have been with you.
You're with me. I think you gave me the sign of like, yes, I'm still with you, okay. But yes, I'm also doing this.
Wow, I was subtle.
Look at you.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, like,
it's almost like you guys do this.
Right. It is one of the like coolest parts of the show, of doing this show with him for this long. Like we can almost read each other's minds sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but that's what trips me up when, like, we get so mad at each other. I'm like, shouldn't we know each other a little bit better? Mm. And I'm like, but sometimes we just piss each other off. But I realized recently, and I think people can hear it in the show. Now, I'm not giving you all of it. I'm giving you maybe 50%.
One way or another, I'm still getting yelled at.
Yes.
You notice that?
I know.
Because it sounded good.
Sure. You might be getting a compliment, but it's not all the way.
I still got the index finger pointed at me and not to get confused. But okay. I'm ready. This sounds exciting.
And your nails are a little long, so it's
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Some of these do.
Yeah.
You guys are so evil. It's weird.
Are we?
I don't know.
I just got pointed at. That's
you love back hanging out with us. So
I know it's like fucked up. I gotta really be careful.
Everybody wants to be a Heather. You know what I mean?
So I realized that some of Keith's jokes I take too seriously, and I don't know when.
Welcome to the party.
When that happens. But sometimes you say really ignorant that I'm like, you know. It's not.
But don't you think you're.
It's not Ari level.
Right.
I'll give you that.
But don't you think you understand this platform? And I'm not saying this is necessarily bad, but you do have to make sure somebody's not listening and going to take something wrong.
Right.
Whereas I give a fuck.
Right. Yeah.
If you're that stupid to take my joke wrong and think I am a Nazi, literally, you know, whatever, I'm making up something up, but I don't need him to go, Keith's not really a Nazi. But anyway, I'm like, then you're going to get this retardedness from somebody else. We don't say that word anymore.
Right. So I sometimes draw the line. It's not really about like just words, although sometimes it is. And sometimes you have a different experience than our guest, you know, and maybe I connect with them more and like that can come off ignorant, you know, and sometimes, like, I'm just pissed at you on our personal life, and I hate when, like, somebody on the forum says, like, what's up with this? And I'm like, God damn it. Mm-hmm. Like, can't I have, like, a fucking moment where, like, we're still joking, we're still doing all this stuff? Anyway, try to switch my perspective.
You're easier to tell. You have easier tells,
probably. Yeah. And I don't mean it because I'm still doing a show, but maybe it's, like, residual shit. But now, recently, I'm like, let's say I assume that everything Keith says is like from exactly my perspective.
He's
insane. And joking.
Keith's an insane monster. And we should all not be sitting in this room with him.
Although you're taking it as if she said everything Keith says is real.
Oh, yeah.
I think what she's saying is everything Keith says is silly or a joke or side.
What if I decide that everything is on my side and I start from there and then I can still argue with him? I wonder if that will change my joking with him.
Sure.
Do you feel it?
Let's give it a go. It's been 12 years. Let's
try something. I've already been doing it. This is terrible.
Why are you communicating like you're on the same side for the first time ever?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, take it. I say take it like we're on the same side. I like this new you.
It's not new. It's not like all these years.
I follow. I'm joking.
You know?
I'm joking. Now, why didn't you know that? Because you looked like I was attacking you.
No, I didn't feel that, for the record, right? Okay. All right. See, now I don't.
What if I was three quarters peg? Would the answer still stand?
It's a trick, right? Your ass is the peg, the one part you had left.
Uh-huh.
Ironically.
Every year I become more and more peg. Like, it grows into me.
And see, this is, okay, so this is a good example. Mm-hmm. This is probably why I brought it up.
I tell my friends, my girlfriend pegged me, and they're like, all right, bro. And then they meet you, and they're like, holy shit. You're the girl in the news.
Okay, so this is probably why this got brought up. Mm-hmm. Pegging, right?
Because I'm insane.
Yes, partially because you're insane.
This is like the hot potato of who's insane.
That you willingly surround yourself with fucking crazy people.
I mean, I must be one, right? Like,
oh yeah, what?
Oh, Andrea's ready with that.
Oh yes, absolutely, you are insane. Yes.
Okay, so my fears, and this is, you know, it's a lot of it is based in fear. My fear is, okay, we're mentioning a person with a peg legs, and I'm just,
oh,
like,
my God, this is my point.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Go ahead.
I know. That's
continue.
Why.
Continue. No, I this I want spelled out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm like, I can go at this from two perspectives. I could be freaking out the whole time that you guys are joking out that we are,
which is stupid,
isolating the handy capable and like, you know, all this shit. Mm-hmm. And like, right. And then I can go, Andrea just says dumb shit.
Yeah.
And then Keith laughs like a dummy. I should probably just laugh.
Yeah.
But it's still like, there is a process in my brain where I, like, it's constant, you
so
know? Like,
so just to be clear, and I already get it, it's just fun. Somebody might be in a wheelchair thinking, oh, will they love me if you can't love somebody who doesn't have their legs? That kind of thing.
Sure. Not like, so like, that is one of the, it's not like directly like that.
Right.
But yes, of course, yes. In,
that's right. Hilarious.
In simple
what if
terms,
she was half a broom?
Yeah.
Is that picking on housewives?
What? See, now the housewives thing, like, why are we picking on housewives when you're saying broom? I'm not a housewife and I use a broom. Like, all this shit could constantly be happening. And what bothers me
is,
like,
other people use brooms too. It's just housewives always do.
Right.
They have to.
They're half a broom because they're with the broom so much.
Right. And the other half is soap operas.
Yeah.
And that's why when you can give 110%, 10% is human.
Soap.
Who gives a shit, okay. Kenda? This is working great, your new fucking strategy.
Well, we're
they love soap operas.
Oh, I see. But we're dissecting it now, so that's not fair. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm just like, but there's still a line. Okay, when Ari Shaffir comes in, there is a level of me having to be one up. I have to like, whoop, just like a little bit
more. And you
more.
Said it during that show. Let's stop it. Let him say what he says. He's like, I choke women. Don't, why do we help him get to the point where he goes, no, I choke, but when they tell me to stop, I stop. It's where it ends up, you hear this and you're like, oh, okay, it's fun. Why did you just like pushing it? I say we let him push it.
Why?
And done. Because he's putting it out there. Hey, yeah. I'm an asshole. Okay, go get him.
But,
and then if somebody says, why do you hang out with Ari? I'm like, because I see what he's doing and what he means and I give a shit. He goes out there choking women. If you believe it, done.
Okay, so.
Don't go to his shows. He's a freak.
Okay, so this and now, no, I don't, like, that is my line. No, I can't do that because.
Well, do you feel like you're being compliant with him if you don't challenge him on any of that stuff?
Yes.
Is that your worry?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, very specifically, we are inviting him and re-inviting him on the show, a person who has a very negative, whatever about women in public, you know.
Sure.
Like, women
Cleavage
have a.
Day podcast.
Whatever, you know, like.
Okay.
So I,
very
if
evolved.
We're gonna, if we're
is
gonna,
that a real thing?
Yes, he has one podcast where him and Mark Normand are talking about cleavage day is the day when it gets hot enough that women have to show their tits.
Nice.
Yes.
By law, they have to, or they'll die from heat.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Everyone knows that all the heat is trapped in your tits, so you have to show. You have to release them.
A little steam coming off. Not off of them. Hello. Off of me, my pants.
on my pants.
See, I had to realize.
And then I got to take my pants off because now I'm getting hot.
What I realized. Okay. So, Keith, are you making fun? You're making fun of the boys on this time.
Yes.
Okay. So I think for a minute, and I don't think I did this for too long.
Right.
I think for a minute I was like, come on, Keith, you're just helping.
Right.
That. You
but
know?
He's set, like making a caricature of it because it's so fucking ridiculous. You right. do an hour long podcast I know, about but, tits. What are you talking like?
And you're of a certain age, yes.
Yeah. When you're 60, is this going to be weird, Ari? Come on. When is this going to be sad? Because it's coming up. You know?
So, okay.
It's around the corner.
So here's the thing. So
you have two more weeks.
Yes.
That's when I stop with the dessert.
It's so...
So that's why if he were to say that on the show, I would want to say that. Whatever Andrea said, straight to his face, instead of tolerating it or whatever. Maybe you're not tolerating it. You're going like, whatever, that's him. Like, you brush it off.
It's stupid, yes.
And then in the next episode, you talk about it or you talk about how it's annoying that guys talk like that. It does perpetuate... He talks like that. And when I go, is that what you really mean? And he thinks about it for half a second. I think it's a good thing.
Sure. That doesn't get frustrating, though, too. And don't get me wrong. I really like that show. But
I think it's a pick your bat. I think you'll exhaust yourself.
Yes.
You got to pick your battles.
And I think I do.
He says something and you go, yeah, but how about? And immediately
right. You're
saying he switches the other side. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, why do you ever talk then?
They read books hemmed up. They came out of these young bitches. They're 19. They're out of high school. They just read 6 books.
They
certainly are my maturity level.
Then how do I not respond to that?
As a 40-year-old man.
He's clear.
Yeah.
He likes women that are young, that he can, is the word trick? Maybe I'm being disrespectful, but it's tricking women because they're young and stupid. He's telling
they're
you this.
They're not stupid, Keith. They read a book.
Right. They're in college.
But
so
I think,
he's
okay,
telling
I-
you. So there's nothing you can say to change his mind.
Yeah, but you can. He's exposing himself right now anyway.
Let him.
Yeah. Okay, there's two versions of this. Yeah. And I don't know if you know this. I deal with this all the time. Like, a lot of guys that come through here, I have to decide whether I'm going to...
I notice with you, it's summertime. Hello.
That's just... I don't even know. I get what you're doing. And I was like, is he actually... That was really...
Kinda just assume I'm on your side.
I'm not used to Keith looking in my face and saying shit like that. Like, that's weird.
Now I don't look at the face. I don't know where the fuck I'm supposed to look.
Okay, with someone like Ari, maybe this is weird to people. I believe he's an intelligent person, and I believe he does listen. And I believe that when I speak, I do believe he picks up information, and I have fun sparring with him. This wouldn't be fun with somebody not Ari.
Agreed.
Like, yeah. it
like there, who's that? It was that guy at the beginning of the marathon.
Oh yeah, I just fought
with TJ.
That.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Like that's different.
That was stupid, and I don't want to have that argument with him again. And I probably don't want him on the show anymore because
definitely don't. He's a fucking loser.
So you see the difference.
That's what, right. And by the way, thank God we have an associate producer that knows how to just smooth things over between the host and client.
I mean, what you guys brought? Why did you bring me in? No, I was in the room, and I.
No, when you TJ, you wanted on.
Yeah, because he's a bitch. Because every time I see him, he calls me Jersey. He calls me tacky. He's always making this weird. Ugh, he's the worst.
I honestly think he's flirting,
and he always hams it up that he's from Haiti. Like, he comes from such hard times. He moved to DC when he was like 5. His family had fucking slaves in Haiti. You know what I mean? Right. Like the house servants that you pay like 10 cents. You're not from it. I'm from it.
Right.
I'm not Shia from LaBeouf, it. To be clear,
I'm from it, dog. But,
so I hope you do see the difference. Like me sparring with Ari, I love when he's on. But also, okay, behind the scenes shit. There was another. We were recording another show right after Ari. I need to ask a woman after that show how I did. And I usually ask Keith how I did this specifically.
Because I'm half woman.
Mm-hmm.
We all have X and Y.
All right.
Right? I don't know.
I asked Andrea to go into, I'm like, and it wasn't subtle because I don't know how to do this. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Andrea, I need to show you. Just fucking follow me. I don't fucking know because the guest was here already and you and I didn't want to make a big deal. And I got her into the kitchen and I go, okay, how'd I do? Okay.
Yeah.
How'd I do? Because you can't go too far and you can't, and there's
He'll shut down if you're just like yelling at him. I had the same.
And why not? I shouldn't just be yelling at people, but there's like a very, very
right.
very thin line, a very like harsh.
And then Andrea says, you defended things too much. And then you said the guest was there. So we were doing another show right after. And that time you just don't talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll right.
keep it in.
And here's another thing, Keith. You're saying like, why spar with these people when I don't do it?
Not why spar.
All I get
spar.
Is fucking shit.
Whatever.
Like, oh, didn't Chemda hear that? I'm surprised Chemda let that go. And I'm like, fucking, I'm not the keeper. That's not fair.
Well, that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. You choose when you want to spar, and you do. Yeah. And then you let yourself go of the responsibility of doing it all the time.
I'm not saying you're wrong at all, to be clear.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what I have
He's
to work.
He's on your side.
Right.
What?
I'm spying inside your mind, and we're on the same side.
Well, one of the things I had to not work on, but, like, I do work on it. Mm-hmm. I, like, go through it in my head to like, let's say somebody says something ignorant. I just want to get mad. So I actually run the ignorant shit in my head so that I can really calm down and get my points right in my head. But then also once I have my points, I'm like, then don't respond with your points. Respond through your points into a funny place. And I have to find what's funny about it.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's just not fucking funny. And this is what I'm doing. Like, oh, we're very serious about this. But
well, that's what I was saying to you about, like, we just had a really great guest on Norlex, and I saw him at New York Comedy Club, and I saw him and like a bunch of guys. He's super well liked, and there's a bunch of guys that hang out with him that are all like, they all treat me the way that Dante Nero treated you on that show. You're a unicorn. You get things. I respect you.
Women are women, but I like you.
Exactly. And so you want to be liked because it is of benefit to you to be liked.
And also, how cool is it? I can't help it. I push it aside and I get rid of it. But how cool is it that I can do that? You sort of start feeling like the cool girl. And then I'm like, no, this isn't a thing. This is a manipulation.
Yeah, they're being sexist by separating you.
Right.
You're saying, oh, well, other women are dumb and somehow I have some disease that I'm not part of my like subpar species.
And you can't let that get you, you know?
This is a different point, but is the, like he would say, oh, you're a unicorn. And you said, you know, I'm not, don't say that. Is that so bad? Because I think women, I like to think women see me and go, you're not like most guys.
I have an easy solution, an easy comparison. Mm-hmm. I had a friend in high school, Fumi, and she had these twin fucking idiot friends who were like the whitest people on earth. And they would say shit like, my boyfriend said that like, you're not like other black people. You're like like a good black.
Sure.
You want to say that to black people? If you can't, if you don't think you could say that to black people, why are you saying that to women?
It's degrading to separate me from the rest of my gender because you're saying the rest of my gender is like dumb and somehow I got out of their dumb bullshit.
I agree with exactly what both of you are saying. However, my gender is dumb.
That's true.
And that's what you have to work on.
Yeah.
That's your shit. And
you did.
I can't save them all.
No, what? You can't. But then I'm saying, like my friend Eagle, who's a very funny comedian, he went on stage at New York Comedy Club and he was saying some ignorant, he happens to be a black guy, and he's making a bunch of great points about race, and I like to like, you know, be around him and his friends. And then he starts talking about women and I'm like, oh, this is so fucking ignorant. It's crazy. And he says that stuff around me because he's comfortable around me in the same way that like Dante says, I can have dialogue with you, but I really want to be like, I want to get in a huge fight with them because I'm like, that's so fucking sick. The shit that you're saying. And you're also a black person. You know what it's like to be talked down to for what you are. And now you're doing it to women.
I so like that comparison never works, unfortunately. Like Hennessy says that he's like, gay people are like trans. What the fuck is trans? You're just trying to be. And it's like, we're in the LGBTQ thing. They put us together. Like, not that we are, it's not the same at all. Like, it's a totally different thing. And then there's that. The LGBT is like, we're not that. We're this. And it's like, all right, they're just trying to separate us. So let's.
But like, you want to have that argument. But if you have that argument all the time, I would have no friends. I would have nothing, you know. Like there has to be it.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I will argue with you because sometimes you could be coming from a good place and a funny.
By the
place.
Way, you mean guests when you say that because you can stop arguing with me. Enough is enough.
No. Well, no. No. But maybe like it'll be less of an argument. I gotta, like, you know, it's just, but I gotta argue with you sometimes.
I'm joking, I follow.
He's on your side.
I'm on your side.
We're on your side.
I keep thinking he's spee outside, though.
He's inside the queer.
I'm on your side, queer. Did I say that wrong? So,
no, but I liked it.
Just to wrap it up real quick, when you said, you know, isn't it funny? We both know the word gobsmack. And
oh,
you never
yeah.
heard of it. And you know what was batted around a lot today? The word ignorant. I, for the longest time, up to being an adult, thought ignorant meant rude.
Yeah, people used it like
really?
That. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, I think okay. I thought the
because
same
because ironically,
thing.
It means I don't know this fucking word.
Yeah, it
You're
was
ignorant to the meaning of that word.
Like you can be ignorant and a very good person. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
Yeah, there was
ignorant means it's not your fault almost.
Yeah.
You know, I mean you can choose to be ignorant, but you're adding words to it because normally it just means I'm ignorant about the capitals of the states. But
yeah, a weird example, but I get what you're saying. You're yeah, right. yeah, yeah. Yeah, like I'm ignorant to your way of living.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
it's not my fault. I just don't know it. Now I can choose to learn it, blah blah blah.
That's
but anyway,
when you get
I used to think
willful ignorance.
Sure. Right. So you have to add words to it. I always thought it meant rude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
So we all.
But then again, it was our generation when you had 4 stars and not 5 stars. So actually, none of that's my fault.
Oh, wait, that's what I was saying.
Nothing's your fault.
See, yeah,
except
right?
for that poll. And Michael, why don't you fix a website? It's not the current poll. Maybe put the poll under the show instead of just out there on the main page. Making me look like a fucking asshole.
Well, now people are realizing, so whatever poll I do will be on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Does Keith think this is another poll that he should wake up early for?
Uh-huh. Is Keith up right now? Hey, my name is Andrea, and this is my poll.
This really gives me true joy. This you is know, it.
It really it didn't bother me, but when we figured out how to do polls, mm-hmm. and we would do show polls, and then listeners would put up polls, mm-hmm. and I would see, like, you know, I don't know what. Let me make something up. I drive my car mostly at night or mostly during the day. Here are your choices. Yes, before 11 a.m. P, I don't think so. B, I don't think so. And I'm like, what are you doing? And how are people answering it?
This is
maybe you're answering because that's the only way you can see the answers. What the fuck are you doing?
And then how
are you rating after it? Going mostly in the morning. Like, what are you responding to? The guy's an idiot. Where's the middle finger icon? Now we have icons. The fuck?
This is Keith's trigger.
Yeah.
That's why I liked it so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When this happened.
It's polls and people being ignorant to one another.
Yeah. Yeah. And commas. Grammar.
Just know where commas go. Grammar's not a dirty word, by the way.
Oh.
Grammar to you is rude, the word rude. You know, the way I thought ignorant was. No, grammar's the way we communicate, which is what? The most important thing in the entire fucking universe next to love.
It really isn't, but we really believe that you believe that.
The next poll, is grammar important?
Is grammar more important than math? Yes.
No.
No. Not at all. Mm-mm. Not anywhere close.
I already put the poll up. The answers are yes and yes, and who gives a shit? If you can't join them, fuck them.
There is, okay, so here's what I'm afraid of. Here's the thing. Now a bunch of people will be like, oh, I can make polls. I'm going to make all the polls that they just said. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're giving you, okay? I'm going to decide this, and it's going to be law. Mm-hmm. First person to put up a poll about this show in like, haha, I get to do this. That's the only person who gets to do it. So if you were first, congratulations. Everybody else will be banned for a week.
When do they get to make polls?
Like, I mean, dumb. Like, obviously,
oh, just about
triggering.
This show.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, not. I don't want like silly triggering polls for you all day every day.
Okay. I mean, I gotta live.
Yeah.
You know? If you believe in your poll, we'll see it, and it's fine. But
which one person voted that they wouldn't hang out with me if I was half peg? Please come forward.
Oh, it was so funny until they don't want to.
It might have been me.
You're like, no, I can't believe you're.
But then looking back, it's like I would hang out with you, but I was you caught me at a bad time.
Sure.
It was more about your personality. So I apologize. Yes, absolutely.
Apology accepted.
What's
Pink
up?
Pink lives matter.
Pink lives do matter.
Yeah. I thought true. She said pink lives matter, and they're like, yeah, you guys are kind of pink.
When it's not put on the fucking air.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
At the end of a show, Kenda.
I know, yes. I know.
How do you not? I don't.
Honest to God, Kenda, it's your one job.
It takes me, how dare you? It takes me literally 3 seconds. If you would wait a half more second, I swear I would be there.
That. Let's experiment. Here we go.
I don't know if I'm willing to sweat and experiment, yeah. But yeah, she's walking this way. Yeah. The way Catherine closes cabinets. Yeah. I was gonna. Oh, really?
Yeah, you were so were going.
No one knows what you guys are talking about.
Okay, it's Hemda's responsibility at the end of every show, because she is closest to the air conditioner, to turn that mother on.
Turn it on. And the place doesn't get so bad. We blast it before. It's 95 degrees easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you're with two white.
So we blast it. Right. Somehow we're able to tan.
Yeah.
Sitting here. So we blast it. It's not, we have a little fan going. It's quiet. You don't hear it. And the guest is fine. Everything's fine. But that hour mark or so, time's up. And the air needs on right away. Mm-hmm. And she just can't fucking do it.
She cannot remember. I can't. It's like, how?
She not only does she not turn it on or look around like we would. You would think this show's over, we'd have some kind of connection. But, you know, you have to flag her down like you're an air traffic controller.
Yeah.
She starts eating a bowl of sand. Yeah. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm being dead serious.
She goes, ooh. She puts a sweater on.
Right.
We're all fucking dying. Dying.
I'm
literally red in the corner.
You guys do have like pretty low tolerance for heat.
You're from the sun.
It's right. And you were 4 years old. Get the fuck out. You left there at 40.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something
in your
that,
blood.
That yeah. like
will you only- pour hot, you shower with hot sauce. Yeah. You have to understand what other people don't do.
Yeah. I'm taking a tally. I'm not going to tell you when.
We're going to allow you, we're going to give you 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit. You're not going to last 30 seconds.
We'll give you 10.
10 is fine.
Okay. Give you 10 seconds.
Okay.
If you don't even make a move towards the air conditioner, right. That's one demerit.
Right. And we'll count you making a move. We'll stop the clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. It's you but move no. your body in any way in right. that direction.
At all.
Yeah.
In that direction.
Yeah.
I just.
And you're allowed the whole thing of the compass. Like from, like, let's say you have to go north.
Yeah.
You can go northeast, northwest. You get that whole pie shape.
Uh-huh.
As long as I don't head to, because sometimes
you
I have to
put your
so
hand
bad.
Up on that sometimes, side.
Hold on, sorry. I'm sorry.
Are you uncomfortable physically?
What did you just say, Kenda? Yeah. Right. Are you uncomfortable physically? Very good point. Uh-huh. What did you just say? Sometimes you have to pee after a show.
Yeah.
So you can't put your right arm out and press play. That's something. That's something. You must be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of thinking team effort.
I'm really sorry. Oh, but I just wanna give a heads up to the audience. If you're ever watching live, don't shut it off as soon as you hear the theme. Just watch the video.
Watch it.
3 seconds later, the shock and astonishment on Keith's face within 3 seconds that the AC is not on. It's just like, he's just like, and I'm like, oh.
It's okay. It's not that the AC is not on. It's yes. You still can't learn.
So willfully
this is crazy.
Ignorant. Willfully oh, no. ignorant.
Oh, no. Willfully ignorant.
Wait, me and Andrea look at each other like, the fuck is going? She's in the same room.
Yeah.
This is all in within 3 seconds, you guys.
No, no, no,
three
no.
Seconds.
Liar.
We're shocked.
Liar.
We're shocked because you seem so smart and you're so stupid. And that's what hurts us.
Because now he's pushing it because now I'm,
well,
like,
I'm on your side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm on your side. Take
now
it
you're
good.
Pushing
you don't
it.
Have to, what are you going to explain that to stupid people? They won't get it anyway. Can we say stupid still? What's up?
Hey.